Blog Talk Radio.
All right, well, listen, good evening and welcome to the PRF Table. This is one of your hosts, Dr. Nate Dunlap, and it's good to be back with y'all. I've been kind of out of commission for a little while, even though we've still been hosting the show every single week. We do want to say a very special thank you to Saeed Abdul-Kabir, who has been with us. He's been our guest this month as we've been focusing really on canceling holiday debt. And if you've been with us, listen, I just encourage you, go back to listen to the archives of the PRF Table. You can do that at blogtalkradio.com/PRF Table. That's blogtalkradio.com/PRF Table. So listen, we know that this is one of those times of the year where a lot of money gets spent. And we also know that this is one of those times of the year where also a lot of people go into debt. And as we do every year on the PRF Table for about the last 6 years, we have a very big heart's desire to really come and bring some spiritual and some practical tools to everybody that can kind of help us a little bit, those of us who may need help in a particular area. And so we dealt with some things. We talked from the perspective of we wanted you to have two different things going on. We wanted you to have, one, a list of proactive measures that you can take going into this holiday season. And then we also wanted to look at the recovery side of things, because we know the reality of things is this. Everybody's not in the same financial situation. Some people will overspend. Some will be very wise in their spending. However, we know what the statistics are every February. We know what the statistics continue to be every single year after the holiday season. And so there's somebody that needs what we're talking about. One of the things I wanted to do was really just kind of go over a little recap of what Saeed brought to the table or helped us to bring to the table over the last couple of weeks. And we have about eight things for those who didn't listen to the previous episode. So you want to get the full detail of some of the things we talked about as I read them off to you. When it comes to canceling holiday debt, one of the things we brought up was assess your debt. You have to have the ability to assess where you are when it comes to where you've been, your debt situation. And doing this before you even go into the holiday season. Another thing is, number two, is stop spending frivolously. You know, if you don't have it, then you don't have it. That's the bottom line. And so we want everybody, as many people that will be willing to listen, to be responsible during the holiday season. You know, when we talk about stop spending frivolously, you know if there's something that you don't need. You know if it's something that is beyond your budget. And so I go to the third thing. Saeed brought this up, and I thought it was a really good thing, Emmanuel. He brought up return unused items. So we're going to talk about canceling holiday debt. He talked about a lot of times there's items that get purchased, there's items that you get purchased, or items that get purchased for you. Listen, if you're not using those things, just go ahead and return them and be able to use that cash for something else. The fourth thing was try not to fall for these, and I'm going to call them marketing tactics, sales tactics. These things where you walk into a department store or you see it over the internet, it comes through your email where they're saying, listen, for the next 90 days, we're not going to charge you any interest. Zero payments for the next 90 days. Interest-free for the next 12 months. Listen, you got to have a plan when it comes to all that. And so just don't go falling for that because it sounds good. The other thing is, number five is holiday bonuses. Listen, don't count money that you don't have in your hand. And a lot of people do it, especially around income tax time, but they also do it during holiday season if you're not aware of it. So you're expecting to get a holiday bonus, but you know people get laid off during the holidays. You do know that, right? your holiday bonus is not coming until the 15th of December, then what we're encouraging people is to not go out there and spend a bunch of money during Black Friday up until December 15th. Wait until you get your holiday bonus. Wait till you have that money in hand. That's the most responsible thing you can do. Thing is, and I'm going to probably cover this a little bit tonight, is check your credit. We're not telling anybody don't go spend money on holiday. But for your family, we're not saying all that. Listen, if you're making a bad decision, I don't have a problem telling you you're making a bad decision. But check your credit. If you're going out there and you're going to engage in some credit transactions, and I'm telling you, the wisest thing that we can do is make sure that we're checking our credit before we go out there making those purchases. The seventh thing was set reasonable goals. Listen, you got five kids. You have one child. You have to be reasonable with what you can afford, what your budget can hold, what your credit can hold. You have to be reasonable. So you need to be able to say, not on the morning of Black Friday when you're sitting out there in the cold weather at 3 o'clock in the morning in those long lines, like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. No, you need to be setting those goals before you even go out there, before you go and spend the money. Be able to say, sit down with your husband and your wife if you are married. Say, you know what, how much are we going to spend during this holiday season? Okay, we're gonna spend $1,000, and then next question is, okay, where is that $1,000 coming from? Is this money that we have sitting in a savings account? That would be a good thing if you put money away in a savings account. But no, we don't have any money in a savings. We only got about $20 in a savings, so we want to spend $1,000 on gifts, but you only got $20 inside of your savings. So you get the point. And then the final thing is, and we'll probably cover this a little bit tonight. Get help. He brought it up. He said, listen, if you need help during the holiday season, you know, don't get yourself in trouble and then have to ask for help. Don't go spending all what I'll say is all willy-nilly and then have to run to the church after you done spent money all willy-nilly during the holiday season. Don't do that. That's not a good thing, not a good thing to do. However, there's people we know that love their children, love their families, and the money may not be there. So instead of putting yourself in debt, which is a good way of canceling holiday debt before it even gets to being a debt, is to be able to ask somebody for some help. There's plenty of people that are willing to help people out during the holidays. This is some of the most charitable people, charitable times of the year during Thanksgiving and Christmas. I don't know what's going on the rest of the month, but I'm telling you, this is some of the most charitable times of the year. So don't take advantage and abuse people in their kindness and their love. What I'm saying is, they're making a mess for your life when there's people that would, if you just ask sometimes, the Bible talks about ask, seek, and knock. Sometimes you have to just ask for what you want. All right. So let me just kind of shift gears a little bit and just focus on the two aspects that we focused on for the last couple of weeks on the show. One of the things that we focused on proactive. On one side of the coin, we have the proactive piece. And then on the other side of the coin of canceling holiday debt, we have the recovery piece. And I want us to look at a passage of scripture. It's in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 8. And I want you to just listen to what the wisdom writer is speaking. He said, listen, take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones. Learn from their ways and become wise. Though they have no prince or no governor or ruler to make them work, they labor all hard in the summer, gathering food for the winter. Now, that's verses 6 to 8. Let me point out a couple of things, because we're talking about cancel holiday debt, and I lifted up two spheres, two places for us to be, proactive or recovery. In the first couple of verses, verse 6, 7, and 8, you can see the proactiveness. And again, I'll bring it around if you haven't already seen where I'm going. It says, take a lesson from the ants. They don't have anybody telling them this is what you need to do. We do this on the PRF table because this is what God has called us to do. But listen, I'm trying to tell everybody, most of us really don't need somebody to say, don't spend that money that you don't have during the holidays. You really don't need that. That's not what you really need, because you already know what you can afford and what you can't afford. But what I am trying to encourage us is, when the writer of this text talks about that the ants, something that is not putting men on the moon, something that is not procreating on the earth in human form, the ants, the ones who are not ants, are not creating the smartphones and the iPhones, they're not creating these iPads and these laptops, when we are so much more valuable in this world. And so if the ants don't have to have anybody to tell them what to do and how to do it when it comes to making sure that they have a plan in place for later on, then you got to know that we, as those who have been created by God in his image and after their likeness, you know we got the ability inside of us. Let me take you to somewhere real quick before I go back there. Listen to this. Genesis 1, verses 26 to 30. Then God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. I read from the New Living Translation. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds of the air, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and all the small animals that scurry along the ground. So God created human beings in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Then it says, then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, govern it, reign over the fish in the sea, the birds of the air, all the animals that scurry along the ground. Then God said, look, I've given you every seed-bearing fruit of the earth, all of the fruit trees for your food. I've given you every green plant as food for all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the small animals that scurry along the ground, everything that has life, life. And this is what happens. 2 points. The first thing is God made a choice. He said, let us do this. So he put a plan into motion to create human beings. And not only that, he created human beings in his image and after their likeness. Then it says, that's the plan. That's what he did that. He said, let us do that. He considered that. And then it said, then God blessed them and said, so he said that after he created them. And so you have to know that you have the ability inside of you to not be one of those statistics come February of next year. You have the ability inside of you to not have to get a whole bunch of help during the holiday season. You have the ability inside of you, especially if you're a believer in Christ. I believe there's another scripture that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, I'm here to tell you, and I'm not going to be on that. I'm probably not going to go 30 minutes a day. I'm here to tell you, on the inside of us, especially of those who have the Spirit of God living on the inside of us, we have the ability to get some of these things right now. We have the ability not to make some of the same mistakes that people are counting on, especially, I'm telling you, they're counting on people making some bad decisions, making some serious mistakes when it comes to their finances and when it comes to their debt during this holiday season. I'm trying to encourage you. You do not have to be a statistic. You don't have to be someone who we're not going to call by name, but we'll talk about your situation. And we have a credit and debt workshop from a biblical perspective where we talk about a legacy conference. We don't want you to be a statistic. We want you to be a testimony. And you don't always have to be a testimony by something bad happening. You could be a testimony because you say, you know what? I planned on how I was going to spend during the holiday season. And look, I ain't got too many worries. Here it is February and stuff is not rough for me. That's the place where we're trying to get people to be. So with that, I want to focus on one thing. One, check your credit. There's 3 credit reporting agencies: TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. Yes, I know a lot of people utilize Credit Karma. Credit Karma only does 2. So go to annualcreditreport.com. I'm giving you some of the practical tools that you need. I got some dates on the word now. Let's deal with some practical stuff. Go to annualcreditreport.com. Pull up your credit report. See where your credit actually stands before you go utilizing credit during the holiday season, before you go obtaining more credit during the holiday season. Just go. Now, that's not good enough. That's a start. Right. If you go back to Genesis 1, right, it said, then God said, let us make image. He didn't stop there. It was verse 27 when it said, so God created human beings. So just like God, he put a plan in place. He considered, he thought on something, and then he actually did it. So I'm telling you that you have to go beyond just checking your credit. You have to get some stuff inside of your mind and say, listen, okay, things are good. Here's how much I can. One of the C's in credit is capacity. How much credit can I handle during the holiday season? Not credit, but how much debt, if I get the credit, can I handle during the holiday season? You have to be willing to ask yourself some of those questions. The other thing is set reasonable goals all year long. It's probably not wise for you to go spending money during the holidays, especially if you don't have. It's probably not a very wise thing to do. So if you haven't taken the time to set a spending plan in place, or what's known as a budget, You haven't done that. Why not do that today? It's about a week before Thanksgiving. Black Friday sales already been going on for about a month or so, easy. Stuff is already sitting in warehouses around the country waiting for that big day. Listen, if you have not set some reasonable goals of how you're going to spend money, let today be the day when you get off this, when I get off this broadcast, where you're like, you know what? Let me put some pen to the paper. Your goals have to be reasonable, people. I'm so serious about that. Your goals have to truly, truly be reasonable. Again, I go back to my short analogy. You have five children. You make $12 an hour. It's probably not going to be prudent for you to try to buy iPhones for all four of your five of your children. It's probably not prudent to do that unless you've done some other things. If you saved up money, praise be to God that you've saved up money and now you're using the money that you saved up to go ahead and spend. If you put it in a Christmas fund, those are good things. And we need to hear people talking about these are some of the things that I actually do. These are some of the things that people in my church, Pastor Thornton, when you say in my church, these are some of the things that people in my church do during the holiday season. In my church where I lead as a pastor, there's not people that are filing bankruptcy right after the holiday season because they're people that are saving and they're doing some things beforehand. This is part of that being proactive. This is the proactive part of canceling holiday debt. And let me go back to the credit piece real quick. We teach a very strong credit in debt, our first cousin's course. And one of the things we talk about in that course is credit character. But here's the truth of the matter. Excuse me. If you got some things sitting on your credit, like some unpaid bills, I'm not talking about with balances. I'm talking about unpaid bills, like stuff that's like past due. I'm talking about things that are sitting in collections. I see $19 collections on people's credit reports. It burns my heart. I'm like, listen, get your debit card out right now. See, this is how I handle sometimes with people. Take your debit card right out. You got $19? Yeah, yeah. Listen, don't be arguing with them, folks. Pay that doggone money. Let the doggone, you're not saying it's not your bill. It is your bill. You just go ahead and take care of it because the longer you let that thing sit on there, the longer it's hurting you. So is it a good thing for you to know that you owe a whole bunch of people? I'm talking about collections, past due amounts, and you know that. You know that you are high on your balance to limit ratio. You know that once the interest, the finance charges hit, it's going to take you over the limit. You know, those are the type of things that we need you to start thinking about right now before you go out doing a whole bunch of spending, because those are the things that after the holidays is over, guess what? They're still going to be there. And then it's going to be even more critical after the holiday because nobody's going to be coming and be, listen, truth of the matter is a whole bunch of folks are not really going to be too generous come January. It's just not what's going to happen because a lot of people start looking for the income tax refunds. So they're not asking so much during that time frame. So we have to do better. We have to do better. I mentioned get help, and I think I'm thinking about done. I'm going to hit one more point. I'm going to be done. But we mentioned get help. Saeed mentioned get help. There is no need, my brothers and my sisters, for you to be sitting around during the holiday season suffering. Yes, I know we're talking about canceling holiday debt. How do we be proactive in canceling the holiday debt? But you got to know that there's some things that you have to address before the holidays. If you're really going to deal with this whole notion of canceling holiday debt. Question is, who do you go to? Who in your church do you go to if you need help as you're dealing with your holiday debt? Are you still dealing with holiday debt from last year? A lot of people are dealing with holiday debt from last year. Everybody doesn't file bankruptcy. Some people are still paying for, are still paying for some things that they purchased last year. And it just doesn't get canceled just because you have to put something to it. You have to put something on it in order for that to happen. But who do you go to? I want you asking these questions. I want you to say, you know what? Still paying off some debts from last year, but I know the holidays is coming around, so I really What's my option? Is my option to go out there and get into more holiday debt? Who do you go to? Who do you say that? Who's in your corner? The Bible talks in Proverbs, again, you know I love Proverbs. The multitude of counselors, there is safety. Listen, PRS, we are here. I'm telling you, we're here to help. Our desire is that people do not have to go through some unnecessary changes when it comes to this doggone holiday season, when it comes to debt. I promise you, that is one of the things we've been talking about every single year that we've been on the air. And I wanted to add one thing to the get help. See, the Bible says in Proverbs, I love Proverbs, Proverbs 11 and 2, pride then comes shame, but with humility there is wisdom. And so it's one thing to say, listen, if you're in trouble, get some help. If you know where you are, get some help. But there's another piece to that I'm adding to that of get help is accept the help. See, we at PRF, we continue to say, listen, we are here. We tell churches, pastors, everybody know this, all around this doggone country. We're here. And we're trying to do things from a proactive perspective. Truth of the matter is you have to accept the help that's there. I'm not saying accept help from anybody. I'm saying when you know that there is individuals that God has ordained, he has placed in this earth, he has placed his spiritual gifts in some individuals that can help you with some of these various situations that we've been talking about over these last couple of weeks. Matter of fact, we go back to responsible holiday spending when we had Pastor Henry on in the month of October with us. So we, for 2 months, we've been dealing with this. We've been putting it out there for you. So you have to be willing to accept the help. Let's cancel. Let's just break the back of the enemy when it comes to this whole pride thing and not wanting to get doggone help. I believe that we have the ability to do it. So get help is one piece, but also accept the help. Now, I talked, if you realize or if you picked it up, I was talking about identity. When I was talking from Genesis 1:26, I was talking about identity. So, and I did that after I talked about the ant. So we lifted up for those who you may have to go back and catch the replay after I'm done. But we lifted up one side of the coin, which was the proactive piece. These are things, listen, there's a whole bunch of stuff that we can do right now to position ourselves. And that's why I read from Proverbs 6, verses 6 through 8, because you have the ability, if the ant can do this, then somebody who is created in the image of God and after their likeness can do at least the minimum of what the ant did, which is putting away some stuff right now in the summertime for the winter. Well, listen, here we are in November. So here's what you got to know. It's still not too late. God will honor, listen to me when I tell you this, God will honor anybody that says, listen, I'm going to start today. I may not have put away the $1,000 that I want to spend on holiday gifts, but I'm going to start today. So when I get this paycheck, I'm going to put a little bit to the side. When I get my paycheck next week, I'm going to put a little bit to the side. I'm not going to go put all this stuff on credit, and I'm not going to do all that. I'm going to put a little bit to the side. You know, there's a good thing that used to happen back in my childhood. It was called layaway. That was one of the greatest things in the world. And I remember getting a lot of stuff out of layaway, regardless of when it was. A lot of stuff we got out of layaway. That was a beautiful thing because we were able, it helped my parents to be responsible. And listen, here I am 40-something years later talking about layaway. My parents did not go into debt during the holidays. And so I could speak from that context. It was like, no, I don't have it. And trust me, the way I grew up, a lot of times I didn't have it. I got a lot of stuff after the holidays. It was whenever I get it, that's when you'll get it. That's about being responsible. We talked about that with responsible holiday spending last month. But we talked about the proactive, so let me hit this as I go. The recovery piece. What goes on in the recovery piece? What goes on for those who decide not to save up in the summer for the winter? Let me. What happens? How? What do you have in your congregations for those who are pastors or are members of? What's in your congregation? What's in your ministerial alliances? What's in your denomination? What's there for those who fail to plan? How do you help individuals to recover? Because see, I can talk all day about being proactive, but listen, we are 1 week away from Black Friday. So the truth of the matter is, if some people have not taken certain steps right now, there's a whole bunch of people that are not going to hear this, that are not going to see this on their timeline, and they're going to go and do whatever. So listen to this. verses 9 through 11, the same chapter, Proverbs verses chapter 6. But you lazy bones, how long will you sleep? When will you wake up is what it said. How long will you sleep and when will you wake up? A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. It says scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. And so this is the results of not doing some proper planning. This is some of the results of people not putting in, taking into account, what do I need to do to plan this out for these holidays? Listen, I want to go and visit my mom. I want to go visit my daddy. But listen, I live in Philly and my daddy live in California. Listen, you got to plan for that. You just don't just go spending money. You got to plan for that. You just don't go jumping on an airplane on December 24th. You plan for these things. And so here's the truth of the matter. If I decide I'm just going to get on an airplane, listen, I may have it like that, but let's say I don't have it like that. First of all, there may not be any seats left trying to get on the plane on December 24th going somewhere. The second thing is, do you know how much money, how much more expensive the doggone plane tickets are going to be? And so, yes, that contributes to your overall financial situation. So when you look at those verses from verses 9 and 10 to 11, it starts off, the writer starts off talking about how long will you sleep? When will you wake up? Listen, understand the context of the text. When will you wake up? It's not saying that you're never going to wake up. So you don't even need to let the devil get inside your head. It's saying, when are you going to wake up? That's something that is putting on you. You have to be able to answer the question, when am I going to wake up? When am I going to not be in this same situation year after year when it comes to this holidays and credit and debt? And then after the holidays, when am I going to wake up? My prayer is this, is that you wake up today. That's it. That's my prayer, that you wake up today. Listen, go visit our website, prfministry.org. prfministry.org. PRF stands for Possessions, Resources, and Finances. I pray that this will bless somebody. If you realize that this is something that other people need to hear, I'm not one of these guys that come on Facebook Live, or because my sister's talking about sharing this and folks be asking folks to share stuff, you don't know what the heck they're going to say. So if you've been listening and you know that this is some sound guidance, this, the context is biblical for those who are of that tradition, then I ask you to share it because some people need to hear this. We need to get this in front of people or other conversations like this in front of people so that they can make the best possible decisions, because it's not over. Again, that question is, when will you wake up? Last thing, you know, you don't like to leave on a bad note. So this is not a bad note, but what I spoke to you is biblical and spiritual truth. That's it. It's not. I mean, it is. It's nothing but biblical and spiritual truth. And here's the truth about the recovery piece. In the recovery, people suffer. You can talk about North Carolina. You can talk about people having to recover in California right now. You can talk about people over in Puerto Rico. Whenever there's some situations that go on that are not pleasant, when people make decisions, the truth of the matter is this. Recovery is not easy. Recovery sucks. Resources are often not there. People come out of the woodworks to help. But let me ask you this. How many people are still talking about Puerto Rico? Let me ask you this. How many people are still talking about Hurricane Michael? If you live in North Carolina, South Carolina, you may still be talking about it. But if you live down in Florida, you're talking about Hurricane Michael because that's what hit you. So the truth of the matter is, we know that when stuff hits home, oftentimes that's when people want to act. I pray for you that you don't wait until a disaster happens before you realize that now is the time that you need to act. Remember that question, when will you wake up? I pray that you wake up today. All right, prfministry.org. You know how to reach me if you need anything. We are here to help you, help your communities, help your churches. God bless y'all. We love you. Peace.